It's 1984. I was born 2 months ago. It's one of those nights, the whole city covered under the thick, dark velvet. Lights are all gone. You could hear the danger alarm everywhere playing from those little radios, singing along from different houses, like a grotesque choral. This sound always makes people floating to the shelters like fishes in the river. Let me tell you something, fear of death makes everyone more kind and more connected to other people. Perhaps that's how people survive in this bloody history. 'Twas another nasty night war. You could hear the bombs from far, far away. I was there, I was sensing the whole room under my skin. My father wearing his trousers, getting ready, stressed and sleepy. It's 2:30 a.m. I absorbed the anxiety of whole city under my tiny little fingers and ears. I was just an infant. Mom, where are you? I need milk. I'm hungry. Mom, I said. She was running in a room in her sleeping clothes. My bones were as soft as cream. I couldn't move. I could not even open my eyes easily. I was so desperate. I just needed to stand up and ask for what I wanted but my thong. I didn't know what language means in that moment. I could only speak the language of animals. I was frustrated, desperate. My helplessness kicked all those tears out of me and I started to scream in a language other than our symbol. I want milk! But instead of that, the city fed me through her breasts with pure anxiety. They left me alone. Mom, where are you? I couldn't have the sense of time. I felt 30 seconds for 30 years. Can you hear me? Mom. She covered me quickly in a blanket. We went through the shelter downstairs. That's all I can remember. Now I'm sitting here in this room. 30 years after that night. It's 2015. I'm sitting here like in a waiting room, helpless, waiting for somebody shaking and say war is over and you're not abandoned. I'm here in this empty waiting room, staring at myself as an infant lying in the corner. My infant self is still crying. I can hear what I want, clearly, but still no one is here. I can hear my fears. Shh, no little one, you're not abandoned here. It's only 30 seconds that you've been left alone. In these 30 seconds, I'm here with you. Shh, don't be afraid. I just walked through the room, held my infant self in my arms. Don't cry, little one. It's all going to be fine tomorrow. I'm here, standing beyond myself, beyond my gender, my memories, my love and hate, my irrational hopes and dreams. I'm just standing here, beyond my skin, holding my infant self in my arms, breastfeeding my infant self. My breasts are endlessly filling with milk, a real rejuvenation. My infant self stopped crying. Wow, I have the whole universe in my breast, circulating milk from the core of being to my infant self's mouth. I could feel the warm tears on my face. Then why am I crying? Do I want something? I guess not. I'm just crying 'cause I feel that the war is over. And I'm home.